I invite you now to hear the words of the book of the Hebrews, the 12th chapter, starting with verse 5. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons. Moreover, we all have had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. And let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, these are your words. We thank you for bringing us to faith in Christ as our Savior. We pray that you would help us always to remain in this faith throughout our lives. We also pray today that you would grant safe travel to all of us over spring break. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Years ago, when our son was in eighth grade, my wife and I one night asked him in regard to our parenting, so what are some rules that we have for you that you would change? And he thought about it for a minute and he said, I wish you'd let me watch The Simpsons. Years later, and we were talking about it and wanting to figure out why we had forbid him to watch The Simpsons, he seemed to understand. It depicts Christians in a very negative light. Just ask Ned Flanders. It shows disrespect for authority, and it depicts the role of a father figure as a bumbling idiot. And for me, that was a little too close to home. Some forms of discipline like that are very mild and maybe don't seem to have too big of an impact or difficulty. But then there are other forms of discipline. If you think back in your own life, I would guess, there may be times when your parents disciplined you and it was a little longer, it was maybe a little more difficult, and sometimes could even be a little painful. During the discipline, when it's happening, as our text says, sometimes it might feel like your parent doesn't really care about you. In fact, they almost seem like your enemy sometimes during the time of the discipline. And I'm sure there were moments when you could have found me sitting on my bed in my room when I was a little boy and my parents confined me to my room for the afternoon for something I did wrong. And it wouldn't have taken much to convince me that my mom or dad didn't really care about me at that time. Now, my parents didn't go do that to the neighbor kids. They did it to me. Why didn't they do it to the neighbor kids? They seemed like they needed it more than I did sometimes. No, but why did they do it to me? They did it to me because I was their child. That's the point that our text is making as well. The reason that God disciplines his children, his believers, is because he has made them his child through the waters of baptism by giving them faith in Christ as their Savior, cleansing them of their sins, giving them full forgiveness of all the things they've done wrong through the blood of Christ. By faith, giving them the hope that they're going to get to go to heaven someday and live with him forever. God has made us his children, his child. And because of that, he now cares about us. And he may at times use ways to discipline us through his word, teaching us things that sometimes are hard for us to take, showing us our sins so we stay sorry for them and holding on to what Jesus did on the cross to get to heaven. And sometimes even allowing us to have to deal with some difficulties in our lives and some suffering here and there. There may be times when God, as a loving parent, chooses a path for you in your life that is not what you would have picked. But he knows what's best for us, and he knows what we need. Now, sometimes God's discipline, just like earthly parental discipline, is dished out or handed out and distributed to children in different ways. I remember having some friends when I was in high school that The boys in the same family could not have been more different as far as their personalities. And their dad was very clearly different with one of them than the other, because I think he knew if he pushed one too far, he might run away from home. The other one he could treat in a different way. And so in a sense, the discipline was dished out for what they knew each one could take and what was best for them. And the same is true for us when it comes to how God relates to us. There may be times when he allows you in your life to deal with something that nobody else around you has to deal with. When he may make you go through some tragedy or suffering or trial that other people haven't had to face. Even in your youth, that this can happen. But God wants us to be confident in this, that even if this were to happen for you, it is all part of his love. It's part of his particular care. Jesus, the good shepherd, knows each one of his sheep, and he knows exactly what each one of them can take. And that, likewise, is part of his love. Proper discipline is always done out of love and is always done for the advantage of the one who's being disciplined. The same love of God that caused him to send his son into the world to become a human being and to live and suffer and die in our place, the same love of God that caused Christ to rise again from the dead and give you the hope of your own body rising from the dead someday through faith in him, that same love of God is the very love that causes him to discipline us in our lives of faith, that causes him to give us days and times of suffering with the ultimate final goal in mind of getting us to heaven and keeping us on the path of getting to heaven. In our text before us, the Holy Spirit wants us to be able to look into how God deals with us and to see his hand of love toward us, his children, even in the middle of sometimes what might seem very difficult things that we have to deal with. Years ago, when I was a pastor, I was at a youth event one day at our local church, and there was a boy who was a guest along with one of the boys. He was about 15 years old. I hadn't met him before, and he introduced himself to me. And he was staying with this family for quite a while now, family from our church. And in my discussion with him, I found out that his mother and father were divorced, and his mother had now had a new boyfriend move in with them. And his mom had no rules for him. He could do anything he wanted, no curfew or anything. And he finally decided to leave home and go live with this other family. And ironically, the family who moved in with from our church was very tight. They had some real strict rules for their kids. And I thought, I wonder how he's putting up with this, coming from that to this. And so I said to him, what's it like for you to live with this family? Because I knew they were pretty strict about things. And he said, you know, I've come to realize that discipline is love. I thought that was pretty wise for a 15-year-old kid to recognize that discipline is love. A time finally came in my life as I got older when I looked back on many of the rules and restrictions my parents had and realized that that was all part of their love for me. On a side note, for those of you that will be parents someday, and I hope all of you get that joy, one of the nicest stages of being a parent is when your child finally gets that and when they appreciate it and tell you about it. So when you go home for spring break, make sure to do that. How wonderful when we finally arrive in heaven someday, as our text says, sharing in God's holiness, to look back and see the great benefit of this loving discipline that God used throughout our lives to keep us in our faith in Christ. Amen.